But first, with it says in the papers, here's Fiona Kelly.
9 out of 10 people in the state will have to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity against COVID-19, compared to a figure of 6 out of 10, which had previously been cited. That assessment by HSE Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry generates a lead story in today's Irish Times. The difference now is the arrival of the Delta variant. Dr. Henry also said that NIAC will have to weigh up the benefits of mass inoculation of children against any potential threat from the vaccine itself. For its lead story, the Irish Independent takes the line that foreign travel is helping to fuel the Delta variant spiral. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn is quoted saying that 800 cases were linked to trips abroad in the past fortnight. 3/4 of the infections were in the under 35s, but positive cases were also found in people who had 2 jabs but didn't wait for protection to kick in. A warning from the HSE that any spike in COVID hospitalisations will pose a real threat to patient care over the coming months is the focus of the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. According to the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, there are already more than 885,000 people on waiting lists. North of the border, meanwhile, the Irish News leads with the line that 2/3 of COVID patients in hospitals in Northern Ireland are unvaccinated. The North's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Michael McBride, warned that 1,000 coronavirus patients could be in hospital by the end of next month as infection rates soar. Problems surrounding the COVID passport scheme in Northern Ireland are covered in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. A temporary online cert, which was introduced last Tuesday, is to be replaced with a new app on Monday. But it's reported that many travellers have been complaining of issues around ID checks and passport scanning. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a further delay to the government's long-awaited housing plan, which we're told will now not be ready until late August or September. The 17-year jail sentence given to 56-year-old David Masterson from Talla in Dublin for sexually abusing his daughter over a 7.5-year period is covered in the lead story in today's Irish Sun. Charlene Masterson, who is now 32 years of age, is pictured on the front of a number of today's papers, speaking outside the Central Criminal Court yesterday about the toll the abuse took on her life. "There is light," is the headline in the Sun. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on the death of mother of two, Natasha Corr, who drowned after she tried to rescue her 9-year-old son from a lake in Cavan on Wednesday. But finally, the extreme weather being experienced across the globe and its relationship to climate change is covered in the lead editorial in today's Times and in another piece in the Examiner. "Climate change hits the rich world," is the headline in the Times, while Lorna Bogue writes in the Examiner that as Ireland swelters and the Northern Hemisphere sees the most extreme weather in recorded history, our politicians are abdicating hard decisions to the next generation.